Welcome, do you hear that? We're now in episode 3 of Hello Hero. It is a pleasure to have you. I am your host, Vincent Baker, and I'm just super excited to be talking about My Hero Academia because I just watched episode 3. I'm a little bit behind this time, but I did enjoy the episode all the same. We're finally getting into the season, figuring out what's happening and stuff like that. I'm really, really excited for the next episode. But before we go into that, let's do a little recap. This episode is called Boy Meets. And then, of course, if you say that anywhere around here, they're going to say Boy Meets World. But that's not what the episode is. It's just Boy Meets, which I guess is the boy is Deku, and he is meeting Sir Nighteye. And in this episode, we actually get to see Sir Nighteye's quirk, which is called Foresight, which I figured with him looking so analytical, his quirk would be something analytical. And that's right, he basically has like Sharingan eyes from Naruto, where he can see into the future. It is different, though. It's not a direct comparison by any means. Basically, he has to touch someone's face and make eye contact with them. And if he does that, then he can see every move they're going to make before they make it in the next hour. So that's pretty interesting. I think they also made a point to say that no one else knows what those qualifications are. So it seems like one of those things where if people knew that they had to be touched, and I may have said that he had to touch his face, but I was wrong. If I said that, I didn't mean that. I just meant that he has to make physical contact. So it does not have to be their face, but just anywhere, you know, contacting them. Why am I saying that so weird? Anyways, sorry guys, it's been a crazy day. Anyways, it's very interesting, and then of course Deku tried his best, where he was like trying to, you know, grab the stamp from his hand, and that was like the main challenge of the episode. And just like most times in My Hero Academia, they have it where it's never like super. You never know exactly like what route they're going to take it. They usually don't take it the obvious route. Like I feel like most shonen would have it where you're like the main character at the very end, in the last second, he manages to get the stamp, and it's like, wow, like you might just be the chosen one. But they didn't do that this time. Like Deku couldn't get it, and then Sir Nighteye already decided that he's going to approve him anyways, but not necessarily because of his talents, but because he thinks he's still inferior to Mirio, who should actually be the successor to All Might. So that's a pretty big thing, and I think that's a really interesting angle for them to take. It makes sense with the characters and their motivations and their personalities, who they are. It's just a way more interesting take for the shonen anime than to just have it where Deku managed to get in the last second just because he's the main character. So I really like that. That's a complex relationship that they have, and Deku acknowledges that it's an odd relationship for them to have in the show. But I think that's really cool. And then at the very end, they go to see, they end up saying that they have a mission where they have to go find this guy named Overhaul, which of course we know who he is. They have to find Overhaul, but he's not technically doing anything illegal that they are aware of. So they just have to try to get information on him, sort of like stay in the background and get surveillance. And then you see that this girl is running after credits. She's running, and her name is, what's her name? Man, I feel like it's May, oh my gosh, I can't remember. Okay, I know I've heard her name before, but for some reason I just cannot remember it at the moment. But she's running, and Overhaul's walking after her, and then she bumps into Deku, and then she seems afraid of Deku touching her. So I think that this little girl has something to do with Overhaul's quirk, where he probably depends on her because, you know, he might be sick or he might die or something, and she has this ability to be sort of like a healer or to reverse or mitigate or nullify quirks. And I think he depends on her, and she seems very afraid of him, or else she wouldn't be running away. I also think that it would make sense if she negated quirks because the guy that was with Overhaul was using a gun, and he said, hey, it looked like the ammunition worked, you know, as far as like nullifying their quirks. The only thing is I question how smart it would be to, you know, for Overhaul to put himself in the situation he was in the last episode, and to have it where, you know, he could potentially die if the bullets that, you know, negate the quirks didn't work. Then, you know, like, that just seems to be, like, seems like you would definitely want to make sure that you're in the right position, you know, or like, that you know, like, what's going to happen, and, like, you're not just testing that out for the first time there. Though I am curious, you know, because Mr. Compress, he got hit by the bullet. I wonder how long it takes before his quirk comes back. Is he just going to be missing one of his arms and he's not going to be able to have his quirk again? Because I haven't really thought about that, but I believe that the effects probably only last a certain amount of time, because if it does come from that girl, then if she's helping overhaul, like, with his, you know, poison spreading in his body or whatever negative effects that he has from his quirk, then it seems like it would only be temporary. Otherwise, she could just help him out and then she could leave or whatever, it'd be fine. I'm gonna assume that she's probably part of, like, his family in some way. I hope that they have some sort of story with Overhaul where there's something that allows you to sympathize with him. Maybe he's in a really bad position with his quirk. You know, maybe he's dying. Like, in my mind, I have it where it's kind of slight Naruto spoilers, but, you know, there might be something here, like, with Itachi, where there's something, you know, where Itachi seems like this overarching bad guy, but really there's a lot more to it than that. I mean, he's still, I do think Overhaul is a bad guy. Like, I think he really will be a villain, but I think that maybe I think hopefully we'll see a lot of reason and justification in everything he's doing, and we'll like side with him, like, by the end of it. Like, we'll go, oh man, like, Overhaul, like, you know, we might not agree with everything that you do, but we do see where you're coming from, and we do like you a lot as a character, and we do, like, kind of wish that you had a better upbringing or a better life or something better happened to you. So I hope that he's just not, like, torturing this girl or doing anything awful with her. I hope it's more of, like, I hope the relationship is more complex than that. But because of, like, what I mentioned earlier with My Hero Academia in general, they tend to make things more complex. Complex isn't the right word, but they tend to, like, not do the obvious things. Like, they tend to make things, like, I would say they make things more in-depth, but they don't make things more complex, which is, funny enough, that's kind of, like, my game design philosophy, where I try to make my games have, like, a lot of depth, and so there's a lot more to it than just, like, rolling a dice and then moving that many spaces. Like, there's actual some, like, real thought put into it. But at the same time, like, to say it's complex, you know, that can be a positive thing, but can also be a negative thing, because if something's too complex and people, like, won't understand it, they, you know, lose interest, or, you know, it's just not for everyone. So to make something, like, I think My Hero Academia does a really good job, because it's very, like, palatable, and it's very, like, you can jump into it and enjoy it just on a very surface level of just watching, like, cool people using their quirks and fighting and all that, like, you know, more normal stuff. But beyond that, there's so much more to appreciate as well. So I think that's one reason why My Hero Academia has really taken off and does a really good job and everything like that. Also, for some reason, I feel, like, out of breath. I don't even know why. But so if I seem like I'm talking a bit differently than usual, even though I tend to, you know, speak kind of weird or awkwardly anyways, that is why. I guess I've just been sitting behind my laptop all day doing, like, video edits and managing, like, business pages and stuff that I haven't walked around at all, and now I'm just like, it's like I walked around like a hole, like I, like, ran up a flight of stairs or something. But luckily for me, after I get done with this, pretty soon I will be gearing up to go exercise, so it seems like it's much needed. Anyways, let's see, is there anything else? We have Mirio was in the episode, Bubble Girl, they didn't really have too much to show with them. We didn't really get to see too much of any of the other characters. It showed the other classmates briefly. But yeah, it seemed to just mainly have Deku and Sir Night Eye, and, yeah, I'm not even used to watching, like, an anime, like, week by week. It's been kind of tough for me, to be honest, because I watch a few shows weekly, but they they tend to be the few like television shows I watch, and they are like, you know, like an hour time slot where they have some commercials, but overall the thing lasts an hour. And just to watch like an episode in like 24 minutes, like especially like I'm super into My Hero Academia, so I'm like, man, this is amazing, and it just goes away like it's nothing. But yeah, I'm super excited. I think the next episode, you know, I think will be one of my, I don't want to say one of my favorites, but anything with Overhaul in it, I'm going to enjoy a lot more because I'm super interested to see more of him and see more of his story and how it relates to the girl and everything going on. But anyways, thank you so much for listening. It means a lot to me. So I guess I'll catch you next time. And wait, I don't even have this open to where I can just stop it when I need to. Okay, here we go. All right, have a wonderful day. Thank you and stay awesome.